"Hello, welcome to the award-winning gutter," he said, looking at the right camera belatedly. "I've got Ian Ryan and I've got Keo. Again, a tight room. I'm enjoying the new policy on the gutter, actually, the tight room policy. It's not just lack of interest from guests, you know. It's actually a conscious...
concentrated.
Neil got... somebody got into Neil's head about the tight room being better. Might have even been me with a pint on me, and I've totally forgotten saying it. But I'm enjoying the tight room. I think you, the audience, are enjoying the tight room. Still, I'm playing for time here, Keo, because there's not a lot of transfer news. But we're gonna get the usual silk purse from Sal's ear here. I want to start. Lewis Steele is going to be, it's like he's actually going to be the fourth person in the room, the ghost of Lewis Steele, because I'm going to quote him like you wouldn't believe. Like you wouldn't believe, Lewis. And I'm not behind a paywall. Actually, am I behind a paywall? I don't know.
I think usually.
Let's forget that bit. Cut, Paddy. Lewis says, Liverpool have not been deterred by RB Leipzig rebuffing their first attempts at signing Yann Diamandé. Publicly, Leipzig are saying he is not for sale at any price, but there is an understanding internally that they most likely will be forced to let him go this summer. Like in those words, we all want it to happen quite quickly.
I think these are just trying to start a bidding war, and it's not happening. I think
you're not having it.
No, I think they're waiting for PSG to come in and start battling with Liverpool and you know, end up with a 130, 150, you know, real, like, silly money. Liverpool is interesting. Liverpool are interesting here, though, because if they were sure that he's not going to move on, or they were sure that PSG about to come in and the players' intentions are to go there, they wouldn't be doing this. They wouldn't be... The one, they would put a bid in, but they wouldn't be coming out and saying, we're not put off by them rejecting the bid. So it's positive, but it needs to be done quickly, because if PSG do come in, and a bidding war does start, or the, you know, PSG starts speaking to the player, and all of a sudden you're in a saga, and Liverpool do not need a transfer saga. And the issue with the position, there's not a lot of options. I just don't know what the other options will be if you don't sign Diamandé. He's quite clearly the number one target, so go and get him.